On item C, general discussion, do any of my colleagues have any items that they want to raise at this time?
This is Commissioner Caney. I'm just, sorry.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yep. I'm just looking forward to the Sinlahican event tomorrow, and I think a bunch of folks are going to be out, Phil and everyone, so it should be a good event. I know a lot of folks that are turning out for that.
Good. The weather should be good.
Yep.
Yeah,
any
Mr.
other?
Mike,
yes.
I had a few things, seeing that you wanted to discuss recent activities. I don't want to spend obviously we have a commission meeting coming in a week from today, and we'll be giving you a director's report at that time, but I could just briefly go through a couple of the things that have been happening here.
Please.
Like, as you know, we went back the first week of May and to D.C. working on federal budget issues. We are seeing some results from that effort, including Congressman Kilmer led a joint request letter to the House Appropriations Committee for salmon management activities. Congressman Larson led one also to the House Appropriations Committee for the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund, the good old PACSERF acronym. And then Senator Cantwell led a joint letter with the Senate Appropriations Committee for PACSERF and salmon management activities. She also got senators from Oregon, Idaho, and California to join in that letter. And then Representative Herrera Butler was also instrumental in moving the House of Representatives appropriation request for PACSERF from $50 million up to $65 million. And then just yesterday got word that Senator Murray was also getting that same level represented in the Senate budget. So we've seen a number of positive things so far coming out of that. So I'll just run down the list here. Hook disease, we had our meeting of our technical work group occurred this week, where we're having a group of independent scientists along with scientists from the Department of Fish and Wildlife that are gathering to look at this question and look for potential causes and solutions. We're continuing to work on our Willapa Bay and Grace Harbor salmon plans. CR-102s are out, public comments coming in. The public hearings for Willapa will be later this month. Continuing to work with the Quinault Indian Nation on the Grace Harbor one. Haven't concluded that discussion yet. In the co-management world, we had our annual coastal co-managers meeting this week with the Hoh-Quileute, Quinault Indian Nation, and Macaw Tribe, and our one with the 20 Puget Sound tribes will be coming up next week up at Muckleshoot Casino. Puget Sound Steelhead, Commissioner Smith and I and Jim Scott had an opportunity to meet with Senator Erickson and Representative Fies just yesterday to talk about the lawsuit, where we're headed with all of that. We also got a new lawsuit that was filed yesterday with the Wild Fish Conservancy, having to do with the work that's being proposed to be done at Tocal Creek Hatchery. It's an appeal of a shoreline management permit where there was a finding of non-significance, and they're challenging that. We had what they call a meet and confer. It's a process that's contained in under U.S. v. Washington, that prior to a tribe initiating a sub-proceeding, they're required to have a meet and confer with the parties. So we had one of those on Monday out at Skokomish, having to deal with their desire to obtain what they call self-regulatory status. It's a provision and a process that's provided for under U.S. v. Washington. So we've been working on that. Also, the Point No Point tribes, Port Gamble, Lower Elwha, Jamestown, are working to secure a meeting with the Macaw tribe and the Quileute tribe on hunting issues. One that you've that the Quileute tribe has certainly brought forward to the commission and to other areas. So we've been working hard and encouraging that meeting to occur, and then following that, we would likely meet with all five of those tribes. And then, as Commissioner Caney mentioned, we have this Sinlahican celebration, 75-year celebration tomorrow. Dan Ash, Director of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, will be out for that. He's here, actually he's here today. They're dedicating the Nisqually National Wildlife Refuge to former Congressman Norm Dix here in just a little while. I'm going to be going out to that. And then the department received what they characterized as a Conservation Game Changer Award from the Forterra at a meeting in Seattle several weeks ago. There's about 1,600 people there, we were pleased to be presented with that award. They also presented a similar award to the Department of Natural Resources and Ecology, and the award was presented to us for our role in acquisition of the Tianaway and our management responsibilities that are coming out of that MOU that we have with the Department of Natural Resources. So that was a very nice thing for Forterra to do for our agency and our role in that acquisition. And last but not least, we've also been over, met with the Assotin County Lands Working Group, had a nice, had a good tour. Commissioner Holzmiller was key to making that happen, and so we've been continuing our work with that lands working group, and so that's been a positive thing from my perspective thus far. So just a quick update on some of the stuff that I've been up to.
Thank you, Director. You've been busy, and I enjoyed yesterday with our meetings with the representative and senator. Any comments from the rest of the commission?
Mr. Vice Chair?
Yes, Chair.
I do have a request. I've read about the most recent survey that the Wildlife Program has done and some of the interesting results. I think that this is a regularly occurring survey that gives us information for the development of the next game management plan. Could we get copies of that, Director Anderson?
You bet. Be happy to do that.
Some interesting results in relation to support for wolf management.
Yep.
The ones that I heard about. Were you planning on describing that at the director's report?
To be totally honest with you, I haven't laid out my agenda for the director's report
yet. Okay. All right. Well, if you just circulate that report, I can read it myself.
Oh, well, no, we'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Any last words, comments, requests?
Oh, one other thing that commissioners should be aware of is that two of our youth leaders will be joining us on Saturday during the commission meeting. Noah McCord, who is a youth leader from Olympia and has been appointed to the Governor's Blue Ribbon Outdoor Recreation Panel. And then the other is Michael Burville, who is from Snohomish, I believe. Both very bright young men, and I think you'll enjoy meeting them.
I second that. Okay, any third time? Any other comments? Well, hearing none, then I will draw to a conclusion the meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Commission for June 6th, 70th anniversary of D-Day. And I look forward to seeing you all next week, and enjoy the nice weather in all varied parts of our great state.